And you are tuning into Rebel Time Radio on 100.3 FM CKMS in Waterloo, Ontario, and soundfm.ca on the web. My name is Phil, and I'm joined by Dan and Alicia in our studio, and I will be your host for today, playing our usual blend of punk rock, ska, hardcore, and oi music. Rebel Time Radio is a project of the Rebel Time Radio Collective and Rebel Time Records, a southwestern Ontario political music project based in Hamilton and Kitchener-Waterloo. Our program can be heard every Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. and features local and international music, which is socially conscious and or political in nature, along with interviews and analysis, both from the underground DIY music scene and greater social movements. We'll be back shortly to talk about what is on the program today. For now, let's get to some music. Here is Action Sedition, a band out of Montreal. And you just heard Action Sedition with Le Exploiteur. And we're going to keep rolling today. We are going to talk about the Rebel Fest lineup, which was announced last week. And we'll also talk about the KW Anarchist Book Fair, which have announced their workshop schedule. And that is coming up February 16th in Kitchener. But first, I've been meaning to get some Pirate Press Records music on the air and into a podcast. So I'm going to finally get to that. I'm going to hear first a great band called the Downtown Struts with a song called Swiss Army Knife. They are from Chicago. After that, we'll play Small Town from Sweden with a song called Where Did We Go Wrong, which is a cover of a band from Chicago called The Strike.
My mother told me, son, that ain't the place you want.
Just heard Small Town and the Downtown Struts, two bands that released albums on Pirate Press Records out of San Francisco. And that label also released an album by Red Union, which is kind of cool, a band from Serbia. I totally forgot to talk about Action Sedition, which were the first two songs I played. You can check out their new album called Rapport de Force at actionsedition.bandcamp.com. They're a band that's going to be playing at Rebelfest in April, but we'll talk about that a bit later. Right now, we're going to keep going with some music. I'm going to play a song by Spanner, and just a reminder that you can download Spanner's Crisis album at rebeltimerecords.bandcamp.com. Any donations that are received will go to help the band in their tour April 19th to May 5th in Quebec and Ontario. They'll also be appearing at Rebelfest, so check that out, rebeltimerecords.bandcamp.com, and you can hear the entire Spanner album and download it. And if you are able to, you can also donate some money to the band. We're actually going to play a song that's not on the Crisis LP. I think it's off their first ever release, and the song is called Border Regime. And we're back again on Rebel Time Radio, 100.3 FM CKMS in Waterloo, and soundfm.ca on the web. Yeah, I guess we should talk about Rebel Fest. It's kind of the yearly big event for Rebel Time Records in Hamilton. First, I'll go over the details. There's 15 bands, and it's a two-day festival on April 26th and Saturday, April 27th. It's all ages and licensed at This Ain't Hollywood in Hamilton, Ontario. It's actually the third year we're having it at that venue. We've been super lucky to have a, you know, permanent venue in Hamilton that lets us do this event. The bands playing on April 26th are The Class Assassins, Broadcast Zero, Spanner, which we just played before a song called Try by The Press, The Fallout from Toronto, Dismantle from Hamilton, and Kitchener's Own Beat Noir. The next night, which is a longer show and starts earlier, features Brutal Youth from Toronto, Hold a Grudge from Montreal, Spanner again, they're going to play two nights in a row, because we think that's a fantastic idea. And they're here from the UK, so, you know, we all want to see them twice. Also, Farler's Fury from Sherbrooke, Action Sedition from Montreal, which we heard earlier in this broadcast, Mayday from Montreal, The Nephidops from Windsor, At What Cost from Hamilton, and Matt Damon from Guelph. So 15 bands. It's going to be pretty cheap again. I don't think it'll be more than 10 bucks per night. I think Friday even is going to be a little cheaper than 10 bucks. We'll have some information about tickets fairly soon. We don't usually do tickets, but we're going to try it out this year just for fun. I got Alicia and Dan in the studio. They've been on Rebel Time Radio in the last almost 2 months now. Anything catching your ears over there for bands at Rebel Fest this year or you're excited about?
I'm really looking forward to seeing Dismantle. I've listened to their stuff on the internet and I've met some folks from Dismantle. Yeah, I just really want to see them up on stage just thrashing about and being all hardcore crusties, and it'll be fun.
Yeah, I haven't seen them yet. Good folks in that band for sure. How about you, Alicia?
How about me? I am going to pull the super cheesy card and say that I'm just looking forward to it being a sweet couple of days. I really like activities such as slam dancing, so I'm really looking forward to the energy that such things as punk rock shows bring. I'm super looking forward to seeing Spanner and the Nephidops for the danceability of those things, specifically.
Skank slamming.
Skank slamming! And
skank and slamming.
All of that. It's going to be great. Hold a Grudge and the Class Assassins will probably be good too. But I don't want to call any, or at least call too many specific bands out, because I don't know. I don't like to play favorites too much.
Yeah, it's kind of a radio default though, you know, when you're asked questions, you're always like, what's your favorite thing? What's your favorite color? But
what is your favorite color, Phil?
Red and black.
Well, shit it.
Is black a color? I feel like I could just say red because...
I like the combination of red and black.
Yeah. Is white not a color? One of them's not a color.
White, gray, and black are technically not colors.
Okay, so my favorite color is red then. Cool. See? That's fun on the radio. It always gives you something to talk about. But I agree. All the bands are really great, and I think there's some really good surprises in there. For example, Matt Damon, which is a newer band, I think, that people in Hamilton probably haven't seen before, that played to a really big crowd in Kitchener recently and were well-received, and it was a lot of fun. Of course, personally, I'm really excited for Action Sedition. I really like the sound of that band, and I think they bring over some musical styles from Europe that I really enjoy. So I'm excited for that. Again, April 26th and April 27th. Mark it down on your calendar. Rebel Fest 3 at This Ain't Hollywood in Hamilton. Dan, you looked like you wanted to say something there, but...
I forgot.
You forgot.
I'm staring into space now.
We are here on Rebel Time Radio. We've been playing a lot of music today, not talking too much, and we're hoping to produce a podcast out of this, and we'll put that up on... the Rebel Time Radio Archive at rebeltimerecords.com. Let's get to some more music. We'll be back to talk about the first annual Kitchener-Waterloo Anarchist Book Fair. And we just heard two anarchist bands from over the pond. The last one we heard was The Assassinators, and before that was Hey Yoka. Two great bands. If you haven't checked them out before, do so. We're going to talk a bit about the Kitchener-Waterloo Anarchist Book Fair, which is coming up on February 16th. Kind of hoping folks from Hamilton, Guelph, London, Barrie, Montreal, all the kind of neighboring cities come by and check it out. Maybe I can get Dan or Alicia to give us some of the details.
So, as Phil has already mentioned, this is the first anarchist book fair that our city is going to be hosting, and we're all pretty excited about it. Anarchist book fairs are a pretty awesome excuse for socializing and having a browse through a lot of the radical book distros, as the flyer says, which is sweet. We've got a bunch of workshops lined up as well, which you can check out at the book fair's blog. Do you know what the blog is?
Yeah, kwbookfair.noblogs.org/workshops.
Sweet.
I'll go over them as well, I think, tonight.
I guess I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, too. It's on Saturday, February 16th, starting at 10 a.m. at the Wilfrid Laurier Faculty of Social Work, which is 120 Duke Street West in Kitchener, just behind City Hall. It's all free. There's going to be free workshops, film screenings, and food, which is pretty sweet.
Free lunch.
Yeah.
Free Dan, lunch for all.
Dan, would you like to add anything?
No.
No.
Really?
I can go over the schedule was released recently. There's some pretty awesome workshops. Econoclast is doing a workshop called Sewing Subversion in the Metropolis. The IWW is coming down to do a direct action and solidarity unionism workshop. Some people who may or may not be on the radio show today are doing an Anarchism 101 workshop. There's also going to be an anti-racism workshop. Another workshop called The Benefits of a Specific Anarchist Organization, always a really key topic for anarchists in Ontario. Queerness and Ableism workshop, Anti-Oppression and Privilege Politics Towards a Critical Engagement workshop, an Unsettling Anarchism workshop. The title here says How We Fight for Freedom on Stolen Indigenous Land, which of course we are on right now on the Haldimand Tract. Two more workshops towards an anarchist ecology, and the well-titled workshop, Where the Fuck is Mutual Aid, which I think is pretty important. I think we often forget to just do mutual aid when we're so busy with our lives and being anarchists, right? Any of those workshops in particular that you folks are excited for, or anything on that day?
I think a lot of the workshops are going to start or continue a lot of really great conversations that have been happening. I'm really excited for the Knowing the Land is Resistance workshop on anarchist or toward an anarchist ecology. That is good times.
Yeah.
How about you, Dan?
Particularly excited for the Where the Fuck is Mutual Aid.
Just because we like the excuse to curse on the radio.
Anytime you get to say, and I put this in quotes, fuck. It's great. Anyway, the description talks about having a discussion about how we do mutual aid, how we can do it, different ways to set it up, and I think it'll be really, really fun and interesting to talk with different people about what mutual aid is and what it can be.
For sure. So many people practice it and are perhaps they don't just see it as mutual aid, right? So it's a good way to kind of tie people into the deep history of anarchism. I haven't been to the workshop before, so it could be a little different than that. There's also an awesome after party, which I think both of you know about, which is going to feature actually The Fallout and also Janice Lee and the Free Radicals. I'm not going to try to pronounce this because I think I will get it very incorrect, but Awasis from London, radical hip-hop and rap, along with Lee Reed from Hamilton, also radical hip-hop and rap. And that's happening at Queen Street Commons, and if you come out to the book fair and grab a flyer and come celebrate the book fair and anarchism at a free concert, which will start at 6:45 on February 16th, immediately after the book fair. Anything else on your side of the broadcast table here?
All sounds pretty great. I don't know.
Cool. So again, that's kwbookfair.noblogs.org. Those capitalists from Rebel Time Records will be there selling things you may consume. We'll also have some free stuff. We have some really good zines that we've come across. One called race, anarchy, and punk rock. And we recently got a really good zine on punk and sexism within the punk scene. And actually, the folks we got that zine from are going to be at the book fair, so you can get it from us or you can get it from them. It doesn't really matter. I'm hoping we can make some copies. Their name of their distro escapes me right now, but they do have a zine called Fuck PETA, which...
is important.
Which is important, because I like sandwiches way better than pitas.
That, actually, is that a debate we want to have on the radio right now?
I think they mean, what does PETA stand for? People...
Eating tasty
animals. Eating tasty... Oh my goodness. We just lost half the fan base at Rebel Time.
Hey, they just do kidding. Not represent the important vegans.
It's true. I think they're a complete diss to real vegans who have revolutionary strategies and thoughts.
And they're sexist as ever, among other things.
PETA is.
Yeah, PETA. Yeah. And also, you know, not as in touch with issues of racism and other kinds of oppression. I don't know. I don't agree with them.
Yeah, they've had some really fucking horrible advertising campaigns that are extremely sexist. But yeah, check out that zine, Fuck PETA. Yeah, Rebel Time Records will have a booth there. It's going to be a great day, February 16th, KW Anarchist Book Fair, and also the KW Anarchist Book Fair After Party and Celebration. Of course, I think for us, we're excited for all the artists that are performing, but especially The Fallout, who we use as our intro band every show, and their song Peace, Love, and Anarchy. I think we'll wrap it up for the KW Anarchist Book Fair for now. We'll get to a couple more songs before we wrap up our episode today.
You can survive on your own. Stand up, bones. You'll
All right, we just heard Hold a Grudge. You can see them at Rebel Fest. We got about 7 minutes. Going to play a track by Static Thought called Religion, Sex, and Class. After Static Thought, we'll play Dear Coach's Corner by Propagandhi. We've kind of been ignoring them, and we'll finally play a new tune off their latest album, Supporting Cast.
And we're a little out of date with that, but I mean, the other album doesn't really matter, so it's okay.
Oh!
Was there an album after?
Exactly!
Failed States!
Oh yeah, that one! Oh my god!
It's got Hadron Collision on it.
This is so embarrassing. Or is it?
No!
No? Okay, good.
You guys are both wrong. Failed States is awesome.
Okay, I'll download it sometime. But yeah, hockey's back. The strike's over. All the rich people won. And all the concession workers who didn't have jobs during the lockout lost. And that's how that goes.
All the scalpers lost out.
All the scalpers, well, all the people around the hockey arenas, nobody's really talking about them, and they're the real losers throughout this hockey thing. Anyway, it's not really connected to the song, perhaps, maybe it is, but Dear Coach's Corner and Hockey's Back, that's kind of the angle there on this side of the broadcast table. I've been using that tonight. It's nice. Before that, yeah, we heard Hold a Grudge, Dead End, and Gorilla. Stars. I think they're a German band. I'm not totally sure. Maybe they're internationalists and they don't want to be called Germans. I don't know. Either way, they're good folks in Europe who put out good music, so check out Gorilla. Catch us at rebeltimerecords.com, and we'll be back next week with another episode. I'm not sure if Dan, Mike, or Alicia will be on the mic for that one. But
you can be fairly sure that it's one of us.
It's going to be one of you. It's not going to be me, that's for sure, because I hogged it this week. So yeah, that's it for Rebel Time Radio. Check out soundfm.ca if you want to listen to our show every week. And if you want to catch our old broadcast, check out rebeltimerecords.com. And catch us on Facebook at Rebel Time Records. And catch us on Twitter at RebelTimeRTR. We'll see everybody next week. Here is Static Thought with Religion, Sex, and Class.
By the way.
What?
that?
What is going on with you here?
No, it's not. What is this stuff on here? We're hockey night in Canada, and we're talking about saving the world and all that stuff. Let's talk hockey.
Well, that's the whole idea behind December the 25th.
Let's talk about some good guys.
Okay.
Let's talk about the troops.
Stop it!
Every one of you are the most respected men in your region. Doing business with me, you'll find you'll be protected, and you will be supplied with as much as you can distribute. However, one of us here is not who he appears to be.